The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the get-it place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, auto, home, business, life and health, from locals you can trust.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Bulldog Athletics.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We welcome you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to Upper High School here, as you are listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network, powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer. We're sitting here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium, Upperman High School in beautiful Baxter, Tennessee, preparing to see action between the Clay County Bulldogs and a familiar foe from over the years of the DeKalb County Tigers. DeKalb County playing out of Region 3 in the 4A classification. The Clay County Bulldogs playing out of Region 4 in the single-A classification. Looks like the Bulldogs will not be taking the field. They're coming in from the field house. They are dressed tonight in black jerseys with white numbers, and they have on gold pants. DeKalb County is dressed in solid gold, and they have black numerals outlined in white on their uniforms. This is Daniel Strong. I'll be bringing you your play-by-play action tonight, and I'm accompanied by Thomas Weaver, our statistician and analyst.
Daniel, it's good to be here with you in Baxter. Excited about what the Bulldogs may bring tonight. As we've said before, we called the scrimmage last Friday night. A good showing by the Bulldogs, I thought, against a 5A school.
It certainly was. We had the privilege of being at John Peoples Field last Friday night in Salina, Tennessee, where we saw the Bulldogs take on the White County Warriors, a 5A school. One thing that we have noticed through this preseason is head coach Matthew Bates has made sure that the Bulldogs have been seeing action on the field against larger schools. A very good tactic, as we said last week. Certainly it'll make his regular season seem that much easier when we go to playing smaller schools. DeKalb County is a perennial power in the 4A classification. They've made six consecutive trips to the 4A playoffs. They have done an excellent job. Depending on a lot of size, looking at their roster, give you a little preview. They have several individuals who are over 300 pounds, several individuals that are upwards close to 300 pounds, but a little bit lower the mark. This will probably be the largest team that the Bulldogs have seen thus far. DeKalb County, not a stranger to Clay County, as we mentioned a few moments ago. We've played the Tigers from Smithville 23 times over the course of our football history. We first met them early on back in 1949, and the last time that we saw them on the field in a varsity action, at least, was in 2012. The Bulldogs do hold a bit of an edge over the Tigers in the all-time record, with the Bulldogs having 13 wins to 10 losses. So, Thomas, this is a team, while we've not played in recent years, somebody that Bulldog faithful are familiar with, and our current players are going to get a little taste of them here in just a few minutes.
I think so, Daniel. We've had some success in the past, it sounds like to me, with the stats you listed there. And of course, I remember taking the field against the Tigers a time or two, and you probably do yourself. We hope these new Bulldog team can do the same.
We are here, ladies and gentlemen, tonight at Upperman High School. As we said, this is Jamboree action. that we'll be seeing. It'll be similar to Varsity Friday night that we'll be seeing next week against the Jackson County Blue Devils. I do think we'll only be seeing two quarters tonight, and I believe after talking to Coach Bates earlier in the day that those quarters will be 15-minute running clock quarters rather than stopping the clock on out-of-bounds plays and penalties and incomplete passes.
All right, Daniel, looks like we're getting ready for kickoff. Let's take a quick one-minute break.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. T-insert number C-0026.
And we're returning out of action as the ball is being kicked off. Number 24, Jared Markham, back deep to receive for the Bulldogs. He fields the ball at the 3-yard line, has a wall of blockers, and moves upfield. It looks like early whistles were being blown. Much like last week, special teams are being used, but they are not live. So after that kickoff and return by Markham, it looks like the Clay County Bulldogs will be taking over at their own 30-yard line. Looks like senior quarterback Seth Mackey will be taking in the first play to the huddle for the Bulldogs. He just received the first offensive play from Coach Bates. Once again, we're here at Upperman High School, but we're playing the DeKalb County Tigers. Later on after this contest, we'll be seeing action out of Watertown High School and Upperman High School. And now Brent Mackey, the senior quarterback, brings his team to the line. They're in the double wing set that we'll be seeing a lot of the night. And now Mackey under center. We have motion out of Jacoby at wing. He's given the ball off right side. Has good blocking. He has gained what looks to be 8 yards on the play. So a good first play by the Bulldogs is Matt Jacoby, a senior, took the handoff from Mackey, went around right side, and gained 8 yards. Now the ball will be placed on the 38-yard line to set up a second and two situation.
Nice run there by Jacoby. We saw a little bit of him in the White County scrimmage, but has been a receiver in the past, I think, Daniel. But a nice run for an inexperienced ball carrier there.
It was. He has made the transition from being a split out and a good receiver. He's a tall kid, a good athleticism, to the backfield at a wing back now. So here the Bulldogs come for second and two with 14 minutes left on that running clock. Mackey under center, Jacoby in motion again. A tall sweep to him to the right side. He has some room, shakes one defender, and he steps out of bounds at the 41-yard line, so it will be a first down, and the Bulldogs will move the chains early on the second play. So nice positive play, two plays, first down. And the Bulldogs have some momentum here.
They do, Daniel. I think that's an AC Wireless first down for us there, the first one of the night. Again, they're feeding Jacoby, looks like, early on in this game.
Playing fairly quickly, Mackey already brings his team to the line again. Gabe Henson has split out to the left. Camden Bowles, number 34, the tight end to the right. And we had penetration that time, and Mackey, on what appeared to be a play-action pass, was faking the ball to Jacoby. And big number 70 for DeKalb County, Isaac Robinson, a sophomore. He's listed at 6'5", 253. Made a nice sack on the play on Mackey. So after that loss, the ball's going to be spotted on the 37-yard line, and we're going to be seeing second and about four. So Mackey now out of huddle again, brings his team to the line. Number 18, Wesley Walker, lined up behind him as fullback. Jacoby in motion again, fake to him, given to Walker. He has some room up the middle. He runs the ball across. It's going to be spotted at the 43-yard line. That's going to set the Bulldogs up with a third and eight situation. We now see 12 minutes and 30 seconds on that running clock. That was Wesley Walker, a sophomore, on the carry. A newcomer to the Bulldogs after not playing as a freshman last year. As we mentioned last week, many newcomers for the Bulldogs this season. Great success by Coach Bates in the recruiting process. Is on third and eight. Mackey is coming to the line again. Ball snap, fake to Clark Donaldson. And once again, Mackey is brought down. That's number 53 for the DeKalb County Tigers. Dylan Denson, another sophomore, 5'10", 207. Those big defensive linemen for the DeKalb County Tigers are early on having their way with the Bulldogs. The ball being spotted after that sack on the 40-yard line. The Bulldogs are moving from left to right in my line of sight. This is fourth down, about 12 yards. Coach Bates has sent the punt team onto the field. Number 78, Joseph Jolins, about 12 yards back behind the long snapper, Dylan Maxfield, set to take the long snap. Ball is snapped. I think that's number 21 back deep to receive for DeKalb County. A short shank punt by Jolin. It's going to be spotted across midfield at the 43-yard line. So not a great net on that punt, but he did get across midfield. As they change from offense to defense, we'll take a short break.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. T-insert number C-0026.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
And we rejoin you here at Upperman High School as DeKalb County Tigers now on offense in a second and eight situation on first down. They had a 2-yard gain on the run. Runner was tackled by Wesley Walker. And now DeKalb County in a spread set. One back set is opening it up. Quarterback off right side. He's going to be brought down by number 57, Alex Combs. Joined in by some other Bulldogs on the play. The ball has been moved down to the 47-yard line, though. There's a flag on the play. I believe I heard the PA announcer say I don't see the flag.
That's a first down run there by DeKalb County, unless it's negated, Daniel.
Offsides by DeKalb County. Ball's going to be moved back. Illegal formation, actually.
Nice break for the Dogs. Good little quarterback run there. Kind of stuck it up the middle, juked back and forth, picked up the first down. But it looks like they're walking backwards.
They certainly are. Fortunately for the Bulldogs, the ball has been spotted on the Tigers' own 38-yard line, so that's going to set up second, very long, 14 yards, second 14. The Tigers in the huddle over the last several seasons, it has been their habit to run multiple receiver formations, sometimes having empty backs, an empty back set with only the quarterback in the backfield, sometimes a one back set. And now we see three wide receivers split to the left for the Tigers, one to the right. Quarterback's in the shotgun formation, ball being snapped from the 38-yard line. It is snapped, fake to the fullback. Quarterback's looking to pass. He has a man. Looks like a nice catch there as they cross midfield with a completion across the middle. The ball's going to be spotted now on the Bulldog side of the field at the 49-yard line. So that second and 14 is turned now into a third and two situation.
Pretty good coverage there by the Bulldogs. I think I saw freshman Bryson Burchett in there. Not sure who else, probably Markham back there. Good coverage. Quarterback made a good throw.
DeKalb County has made a living at the short passing game. They're very good at it. Have done it for years. Their head coach, Coach Trapp, does a great job teaching those guys. And here the Tigers are again in a third and two. Once again, a one-back set, multiple wide receivers, shotgun formation, ball snap. We have penetration. That's number 53, Michael Herrera. Had the runner in the backfield but turned him loose. Failed to bring the runner down. And Thomas, he got around right side, ended up picking up several yards. The ball now going to be spotted at the 42-yard line, which gives the Tigers a first down on the play. Michael Herrera, sophomore defensive lineman, had the ball carrier in the backfield, just didn't hang on.
Got to wrap up, Daniel. Like you said, good penetration, great play, maybe a little youth coming in there. Got to wrap up, bring him to the ground.
Herrera, a young player, once again a sophomore, a lot of potential there, but hopefully he will correct that mistake. And now the Tigers have a first and 10, ball being snapped on the 43-yard line. There's 1 minute left in this first quarter. It's been a quick running clock, already down to 1 minute. And now shotgun formation again. Twin receivers. That's two to each side. Ball snapped. They're looking deep downfield. Ball is thrown and caught. Going to be tackled by Bryson Burchett, but the ball has been moved down to the 31-yard line, which is another first down for the Tigers. A very methodical drive they're putting together. It's actually being spotted at the 30-yard line, so the Tigers will have first and 10 with six and a half minutes left on the clock. I believe the clock malfunctioned a few moments ago. Looks like 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in this opening first quarter. It's scoreless at this point in time. The Tigers are moving from right to left in our line of vision, and they're getting set for another first and 10 play.
I said last week at the scrimmage, you know, White County didn't throw the ball much, Daniel. I was wondering about our coverage downfield. The Cavs kind of telling us what we got right at this moment.
Ball being snapped again, mishandled by the quarterback. Ball was on the ground. His running back picked it up, and he's running loose. Number 78, Joseph Jolin, going to drag him down at the 25-yard line. So a bit of a busted play for the Tigers. Turns into a 4 to 5 yard pickup. We're going to be seeing second and 6 from the 26-yard line for the Tigers. We have 5 minutes and 45 seconds left in this first quarter. Thomas on the running clock, and the Tigers right now are playing slow but having their way with the Bulldog defense.
They are, Daniel. I thought they might use their size a little bit more and try to line up and run over us, but they're spreading us out. I think we're kind of backed off in zone coverage there, and they're hitting us underneath.
Tigers once again break huddle as they approach the line. They have a double set, twin receivers to either side, one running back in the backfield, quarterback in the shotgun as he has been all night. They snap the ball on second and 6 from the 26-yard line. Look to pass again. Quarterback's rolling to his right, has receivers downfield, targets one, ball's thrown, and it's broken up. Looks like number 44, Matt Jacoby, and also number 58, Damon Mertz, playing linebacker. We're back in on that play, so better coverage.
Was good coverage. Had a chance at the interception, Daniel. That would have been huge for the Bulldogs to stop this drive. Like you said, it's methodical. A big stop would really help us at this point.
Going to be seeing another play snap from the 26-yard line now. I think this is now third down and 6. Finally, the chain crew changes the down marker. They had second and 6, but it has been moved now with 4.5 minutes left on this clock. Third and 6 situation for the Tigers is they have 3 wide receivers split to the right, 1 to the left. Quarterback in the shotgun. Ball snapped and once again looking to pass. Has multiple receivers downfield, takes his time, picks one out, and this time almost a near interception again. I saw Jacoby, also saw number 2 for the Bulldogs. That is Wyatt Burks, a sophomore. So after those first few complete passes, we've done a good job.
We have. I guess I called them out earlier, Daniel, when I said they were looking a little suspect. Last 2 snaps, they've stepped up. That's twice Jacoby's been in on the play. He's got some good size back there, can get the ball at the peak. Just couldn't hardly squeeze it, though.
Jacoby listed on the roster at 6'1", 170 pounds, so he does have height to offer at the safety position.
He's going forward on fourth here?
Fourth down, short field, potentially not have a field goal kicker, so on fourth and 6, the ball's being snapped for the Tigers from the 26-yard line. Maybe the Bulldogs will hold. Once again, a pass, ball's released downfield. We have interception by the freshman, Bryson Burchett. He intercepted that ball, and he's going to be spotted as he stepped out of bounds at the 14-yard line, so the freshman making a huge play for the Bulldog defense.
That looked awful familiar to me, Daniel. I think his father, Brian Burchett, had a little bit of pickpocket prowess back in his day.
Certainly so. A gifted athlete with a fine genealogy here and Bulldog tradition. As we mentioned last week, Brian is the only Mr. Football finalist that we've had from Clay County. Very proud of him, and it's such a pleasure to be calling the name Burchie once again over the as we stream live here with Bulldog football action. So after that turnover, with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in this first quarter, the Bulldogs will take over at their own 19-yard line. Mackey's still the quarterback. Double wing. Number 5 gave Henson split to the left. Ball's faked to Donaldson on motion, and it's thrown to Wesley Walker, the fullback in the right flat. The ball is incomplete, though. So that's going to set up second and 10 from the 18-yard line. Ball's been spotted on the right hash, and the Bulldogs are going to be moving from left to right.
Mackey didn't have much of a chance there, Daniel. Again, penetration. The size up front, we're just not getting a body on anybody. They're getting to him before he can set up. He did get it out there, gave the receiver a chance, but We're going to have to block for him just a little bit better than that, Daniel.
So here we are in second and 10. Mackey once again under center, double wing, number 20, Donaldson
in
motion. And once again, penetration as Mackey's brought down in the backfield. Looked like he was trying to perform a tall sweep to Donaldson, but as he had his back turned to the line of scrimmage, one of the DeKalb County defensive linemen squirted right through, brought him to his knees, ball went rolling, but fortunately it was recovered by the Bulldogs. So as we've had no momentum on these first two plays from scrimmage, the ball is being spotted on the 6-yard line. Now at the Bulldogs' own 6-yard line, number 53 for the DeKalb County Tigers, Dylan Denson, that talented sophomore defense lineman. That was his third time in the backfield disrupting the play for the Bulldogs. So we're seeing a third and 20 situation for the Bulldogs.
I think you just try to get out of this one, Daniel.
Play it safe and just play for fourth down into punt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Bulldogs do. Mackey under center once again, motion out of Jacoby. Ball's given to the fullback. They do play it safe. That's number 18, Wesley Walker, on the carry. He's going to pick up approximately 2 yards. So we're still going to have a fourth down situation, fourth and about 14 with 50 seconds left in the first quarter here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School as the Bulldogs do battle with the DeKalb County Tigers. Going to change punters this time. The first time the Bulldogs punted, it was number 78, Joseph Joe, and this time it's going to be number 66. And that's Zach Strong. Number 66, Zach Strong, changed his jersey. He's listed on the roster as number 6, but he's playing tackle tonight, so they put him in a lineman jersey. Gets off a good punt, and that ball is muffed by the DeKalb County returner, and the Bulldogs have recovered. You're not allowed to advance a muff punt in high school football, but possession was retained. I'm not sure. May have been number 7, senior Seth Ogletree, that fell on that ball. So after a complacent series of offense by the Bulldogs on the punt, a turnover is taking place as I hear the sirens now signaling into the first quarter. We're going to take a break. The Bulldogs do have the ball at the 31-yard line, and we'll be setting the stage for their third offensive possession when we return. You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
And now we return on the Horizon Sports Network, powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer, as we begin the second quarter of action here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School. The Bulldogs, after gaining possession on the turnover from the punt, are taking over the 30-yard line. Mackey under center. He gives it to Jacoby off right side. Jacoby running hard, keeps his feet moving. He breaks. He's gained 15 yards. He's up to the 50-yard line, crossed over midfield, and got to the 49-yard line. A wonderful run by Jacoby. Didn't have a whole lot of room, but made his own room. Kept going, so the senior running back would not be denied. First down, Bulldogs.
Where's Jacoby come from? He, he's been lined out on the outside for a couple years now. He's showing some signs there in the backfield, Daniel.
Well, he's certainly grown up. He's a senior now, has a big frame, and he's going to put it to use. The Bulldogs have not crossed midfield. They're at their own 49-yard line. So, once again, Mackey under center. It's a play-action pass. He fakes to Jacoby, rolls left, has receiver, Wesley Walker in the flat. It's complete, and he barrels over number 15 for DeKalb County. That is going to be Desmond Noakes, who made the tackle, but Wesley Walker made him pay as Mackey looked good on the rollout, hit Walker. Walker turned upfield and has now moved the ball down to the 37-yard line, a nice play for the Bulldogs. Once again, here we are And breaking the huddle, it looks like number 53, sophomore Michael Herrera, playing center. Mackey goes under center. We have a double wing set once again. Mackey giving off to number 23, Dakota McGee, off right side. He has room to run. Going to pick up 8 yards on the play as he moves the ball down to the 31-yard line. The Bulldogs starting to put some substitute in at this point. We hope we can keep up with some of these numbers. The offensive line looks like left guard is number 57, Alex Combs. As we said, playing center is number 53, Michael Herrera. Number 78, Joseph Jolin, playing left tackle. On the right side of that offensive line, I see tackle number 64, Derek Becker. And I also see number 65, Cole Pennington, at right guard. As Mackey comes under center for this second short play, it's a play-action pass again. Mackey rolling to the right, but once again, he was starting to be brought down by number 53. Once again, that is Dylan Denson just really blowing up the Bulldog offensive line. Ball was fumbled, recovered by number 57, Alex Combs. Huge loss for the Bulldogs on the play. It's going to move it back to the 40-yard line.
Had a little something going there, Daniel, with the run game, with the quick pass game. That play took a long time to develop as he kind of rolled out to his right. I don't think we can do that against this DeKalb front line.
Certainly. At least Dylan Denson is not going to allow it to happen.
That's right.
This is the fourth time he's been deep in our backfield now with 12 minutes and 58 seconds on this running second quarter clock. Bulldog snap from the 40-yard line. Ball given to Donaldson on a sweep around left side. A good run by Donaldson. He's going to get the ball all the way down to the Tiger 28-yard line. So a first down after the negative play on second short, setting up a third and long. A nice Clark Donaldson run moves it forward for an AC Wireless first down.
It was a nice run, Daniel. We haven't seen Donaldson carry the ball a whole lot yet this season, but he busted it up in there and showed a little bit of speed.
Good run by Donaldson. We've seen number 4, senior Seth Mackey, take all the snaps for the Bulldogs to this point. Earlier in the week, he split series with number 1, Jack Ashnock, a sophomore who's showing an extreme amount of promise for the Bulldogs. He's another newcomer, didn't play as a freshman. I had heard earlier in the week Ashnock was named the starter, but Mackey has started this game and played every snap at this point. So once again, Mackey under center, double wing set, number 18, Walker, the fullback behind, Donaldson in motion, Mackey looking for a quick pass to number 5, Gabe Henson, in the left flat. Ball is caught by Henson. Nice little passing catch. Ball's going to be spotted at the 19-yard line, picking up 5 yards on the play. Another complete pass for Mackey. He's looked pretty poised in the passing game so far. Gabe Henson, a junior, doing a good job for the Bulldogs, hauling in that pass. That's going to set up second 5, as we said. With this running 15-minute clock in the second quarter, it's wound its way down to 11 minutes and 30 seconds. The Bulldogs are coming to the line, and I guess Coach Bates heard us. Here comes Ashlock for the first action of the night. Double wing set, Jacoby in motion to the right. Toss sweep to Jacoby from Ashlock. Jacoby has room going around the right side. Pretty good blocking from the wide receivers. I see the chain gang starting to move on the sideline, close to a first down, and they're going to go ahead and move the sticks. So the ball has been moved down to the 14-yard line on that Jacoby sweep. And as Thomas mentioned earlier, Matt Jacoby doing a nice job for the Bulldogs here early on with the running game.
Daniel, he's got 35 yards on 5 carries so far. And like I said, it's a little something new to see Jacoby in the backfield, but he's sure taking advantage of it.
Showing some promise. A good move by Coach Bates, it appears. So Ashlock now, the sophomore, going under center. Same formation. The Bulldogs have been all night. Double wing, one split out, one tight end. Ball's handed to Donaldson. Donaldson now running hard, and he is being brought down on the play. Number 31 for the DeKalb County Tigers. That's going to be Hunter Reed, a senior for the Tigers, on the tackle. But a nice drive that has moved all the way down to the 5-yard line. So the Bulldogs knocking on the door. It is going to be 2nd and 2, and Ashlock will bring the Bulldogs out of the huddle. They are moving from right to left and from our vantage point here, threatening to score, and we hope they do. Ashlock under center, once again hands to Jacoby around the right side. Ball is on the ground, but once again, number 57, Alex Combs, covering the ball up. Jacoby, after we bragged on him, did put the ball on the ground there, but thankfully, number 57, Alex Combs, was able to cover that ball. That's the second fumble that Combs has covered. He is quite the hustler, so that's going to set up a 3rd and 1. We may have actually ended up gaining maybe a yard as that ball rolled forward a little bit. Usually the officials won't allow that to happen, but we'll take it. And we've got a third and one situation here as Maggie comes back over on the field. Number one, Jake Ashcock, comes over to the sideline. As we said last week, Coach Bates has a ton of experience calling offensive plays at Stone Memorial High School. And he sends another one in on this third and one. Mackey under center. Ball's being given to number 18, Wesley Walker, the fullback, and he is not going to get that yard for the first down. He is driven back. Wouldn't surprise me if it was number 53, Dylan Denson again. I couldn't really tell which lineman that was. So, Thomas, we have a fourth and inches, maybe, situation here for the Bulldogs at their own five-yard line.
We do, Daniel. I think you might have to try to get to the edge here. I mean, as big as DeKalb is inside, we haven't got anything up the gut. I know it's hard to stretch it out on a fourth and one inside your own five-yard line, but I think that's what we're going to have to do here.
Here the Bulldogs come. They break huddle. Mackey, the senior, brings his team to the line. He goes under center. And it's a quarterback sneak, a nice safe call. But Mackey, a big body. You know, Mackey on the roster.
He's in.
6 feet, 170 pounds. And it is a touchdown. I didn't think he made it, but the referee signals touchdown. So touchdown Seth Mackey, touchdown Clay County Bulldogs. As here at 8 minutes and 12 seconds in this second corner, finally this scoreless game has been broken. And the Bulldogs are on the board, 6-0 here at the Jamboree at Upperman High School versus the DeKalb County Tigers.
Well, I was totally wrong on that one, Daniel. I guess they kind of caught him off guard. Mackey took a quick jab step. There was nobody there. He didn't hit anybody until he got to the goal line and crossed it.
The Bulldogs were setting up to try their first extra point kick of the season, and they have now taken a timeout, though. Coach Bates wants to talk to his players, so as they take time, we'll take time, and here's a commercial from our sponsors.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber networks, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Fishing and boating at Delhall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
And we return to you streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network, powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer. We just saw the Clay County Bulldogs complete a successful drive into the end zone. Is now the score is 7, Clay County, DeKalb County, none, with 5 minutes left in the second quarter on this running clock. Joseph Jolin, during the break, kicked in the first successful extra point for the Bulldogs of the preseason. Prior to this point, I believe they had went for 2-point conversions each time. Nice kick by Jolin, so maybe that's a strength that we can have in our kicking game and get those chip shots after our touchdowns for free that way. And now Jolin's going to be kicking off for the Bulldogs. His back deep to receive are two different players for the DeKalb County Tigers, number 21, Kobe Clary, and also number 10, I believe. They don't have a 10 on the roster, so I'm seeing that wrong. Having trouble seeing the number of the other receiver that's back deep. Number 19, Luke Jenkins, a freshman for the DeKalb County Tigers. Jolan has his kickoff team set, waiting for the official's whistle. He receives it, and now Jolan kicks. It's a short kick, goes to an up back. Balls are fielded at the 28-yard line, and as earlier in the game, we don't have live action here on the special teams plays. Concussion, that type of thing, Thomas, has become so serious over the last few years that they never let those high-impact hits take place unless they have to.
I understand. I want to get something to something here, Daniel. That's huge going on this DeKalb County team. A sustained drive that started by that muff punt just across midfield. But I think if I count it up, 1, 2, 3, about an 8-play drive for the score there, Daniel.
Excellent drive for the Bulldogs. As now the Tigers take over at their own 30-yard line on a 1st and 10 with 3 minutes and 27 seconds left in this second quarter. For the first time tonight, a little bit of miscommunication between the Tigers as they have to run their right offensive tackle off the sideline to complete the formation. And now, once again, quarterback's in shotgun, 3 receivers to the left. He fakes to the back, rolling to his right. He has a receiver.
Mackey,
number 4, has an interception on the play. He's headed back the other way. He's still rumbling and bumbling and stumbling. He's going to get all the way back to the 35-yard line. So a deep pass by the Tigers was intercepted by number 4, playing safety, senior Seth Mackey. He turns around, has a nice return, brings it all the way back down to the 36-yard line. So excellent job, Thomas.
It was. You don't think about Mackey necessarily being the athletic type. I mean, he can play the game well, but that was a huge play right there. He stretched out, got a little air, and picked that ball.
He certainly did. Very nice job by Seth Mackey, a memory that I'm sure he'll remember for a very long time, as now he goes back out to the offensive side. So after our score, it's 7-0 Clay County with 2:22 left in this second quarter. As we take over for what may be the last offensive drive of this jamboree, Coach Bates sends in several substitutes. We have a lot of different newcomers on the field. I see number 14, Jacob Burnett, a freshman. He's going to be playing left wing back. Number 5, Gabe Henson at right wing. Number 27, Zach Ballantyne, a sophomore at split end. And number 14, Jacob Burnett, receives a handoff from Mackey as he goes around right side. We'll give him 1 yard on the play as he moves up from the 31-yard line to the 30, actually from the 36 to the 35. So we're going to have a 2nd-and-9 situation for Clay County as we'll try to get the names of these newcomers to you. Number 12, Bryson Burchett, now trotting onto the field, carrying in a play for the Bulldogs. Mackey's still at quarterback, I believe, unless a change was made during that huddle. And, yes, Bryson Burchett is going to be lining up at quarterback. Mackey's out, Burchett in, and Burchett takes a snap. He's going to be running the quarterback's knee. At least it appeared to be that way. I'm not sure if he lost a handle on the snap and decided just to stick it up in there and get what he could, or if it was a designed quarterback sneak. But he picks up maybe 0.5 yard on the play. Ball's going to be spotted around the 34-yard line. Here is Clay County's going to be seeing 3rd and 9. Coach Bates now talking to number 4, Seth Mackey, again on the sideline. Looks like he's going to be swapping quarterbacks, running plays in with them. And Mackey goes back onto the field. We have 50 seconds left in the second quarter of this jamboree. We're not entirely sure if we'll be seeing Bulldog action after this quarter runs out. If there is, we'll certainly stay here and cover it for you. And now number 4, Mackey, goes under center. He has Burnett at one wing, Henson at the right. Now Henson getting the ball. He goes around left side. He's going to be brought down on the play after picking up several yards by number 19 for the Tigers, Luke Jenkins. But after that play, we see a 5-yard gain by Henson. And for the Bulldogs, it's going to set up a 4th down situation for the Dogs as the ball's being spotted at the 30-yard line. They're going to have to hurry if they want to get this thing snapped. There's 10 seconds left on this running clock in the second quarter. Burchett does trot out as quarterback. I don't think they'll get this play off, though. They're slow getting to the line. Burchett tried to go under center and get the cadence started, but the horn does sound. So we will conclude the second quarter here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium with a score of Clay County 7, DeKalb County Tigers 0. So we're going to go to break here. We'll come back from break, recap what's happening for you, and let you know what's happening on the field.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Back to school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Key insert number C-0026.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
And we return to you live, streaming Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School. We just witnessed 2 15-minute running clock quarters of what we have now found out to be was junior varsity action. We saw a lot of younger guys on the field. Saw Mackey playing quarterback. We had thought Ashlock had been named starter, and that it was all true. Now we do see the varsity come onto the field. The older guys for the Bulldogs are playing defense now on 1st and 10 as the ball is being snagged for DeKalb County from their own 30-yard line. So on the first play from scrimmage, DeKalb County will run the ball after we saw their JV team primarily go through the air. Now we're seeing the first action from the varsity players at this time. So the ball's been moved up after a 5-yard gain to the 35-yard line. So we will be seeing 2 regulation quarters of varsity action now. We're going to have regulation clock now, ladies and gentlemen, rather than a 15-minute running clock. So this is just how it's going to be a week from tonight when we're facing the Blue Devils. So on a 2nd and 5 situation, the Tigers come to the line again. They have 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 wide receivers to the left, shotgun formation. I doubt we'll see them under center all night. Ball snap, quarterback's looking downfield. He does have a receiver. Nice patch and catch, ball's caught. He's going to be tackled by number 6 for the Bulldogs. Correction, that's number 7, Seth Ogletree, and number 9, Hayden Cherry. So, pretty good tackle, but we do see a 1st down for the Tigers as they move the ball from the 35-yard line almost across midfield. It's going to be spotted now at the Tigers' own 47-yard line for a 1st and 10 situation. So the Tigers like to play quick. I don't know that we'll see this varsity squad for them huddling. They didn't on this play. So now we come out, one back set, 3 receivers to the left on a 1st and 10 situation from the Tigers' own 47-yard line. 9 minutes and 45 seconds on the clock, and what's a scoreless game. And it's another run. The running back for the Tigers is a lot of ground. We've missed him twice. He's got all the way down, folks, to the 23-yard line. So a huge play from scrimmage for the Tigers. Kind of lost my train of thought watching him run because we missed a few tackles there. I thought we were going to bring him down a time or two, but he's picked up about 27 yards perhaps on the play. So another 1st and 10 situation for the Tigers as they snap the ball.
They're going fast, Daniel.
They are going fast. No huddle here, and here we go. 25-yard line of the Bulldogs for the Tigers is now their eye in the end zone, 25 yards away. Once again, 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, a running back standing beside the quarterback in shotgun. Ball's going to be snapped. We'll have another quick pass. Bubble screen to the left. Ball's caught by the receiver, number 5 for the Tigers. He's going to be brought down, I believe, by number 7, Seth Ogletree, on a nice tackle from his safety position. But after the Tigers picked up 7 yards to 8 yards on the play, DeKalb County, once again, they're playing out of Region 3. They're a 4A school, so they're Region 3, 4A, much larger than us. I believe their enrollment numbers are slightly over 800, while ours are slightly less than 300. Clay County playing out of Region 4, single A. And now we have a second and 2 situation from the 23-yard line for the Tigers. Once again, they have multiple receivers. I'm seeing 2 to the right, 2 to the left, 1 back set again. Quarterback in shotgun formation, taking his time. Ball being snapped, given to the running back. He's knifing his way up the middle, does a good job. He's picked up about 10 on the play. He's getting close to the goal line. He's going to be tackled around the 4-yard line, but I see a penalty flag on the field somewhere around the line of scrimmage, back around the 18-yard line. So I believe this play is going to be coming back. The signal is now saying illegal formation by the DeKalb County Tigers. And they'll be moving backwards, probably going to set up a 2nd and 7 situation for the Tigers on this play.
As you said earlier, Daniel, I want to kind of apologize to our listeners. We, as was last week, in a scrimmage format, sometimes we don't quite have a grasp on what's going on. But you can tell the difference here. We have the starters in the game now. As we said before, we were talking about Jacoby running the ball and Mackey at the helm. I think we finally figured out what was going on there.
We are seeing the starters that we'll be seeing next Friday night for the Bulldogs. Is that here the Tigers approach the line. It's going to be at the 28-yard line on a 2nd and 7 situation. Ball snap. Quarterback dropping back. He's looking for the end zone. Ball is thrown. Ball is incomplete. Nearly caught. Bounced off the ground down around the 3-yard line. Ball was incomplete. It was defended by number 20, Clark Donaldson, who is a junior starting at defensive back for the Bulldogs tonight. And we're going to have 3rd and 7 now with 6 minutes and 45 seconds left in this first quarter. And we have a scoreless game. The scoreboard says 7-0, but it is scoreless as the Tigers began this. I guess they're using the JB points, Thomas, leaving those up?
I assume. I guess we'll have to figure out how we want to call it. It's a scoreless game as far for the starters, I think, in this second segment, as you will.
And here come the Tigers again on a 3rd and 7 situation. Ball being spotted at the 28-yard line. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Ball given out of the shotgun formation to the back. He's around the left side. Another penalty flag flies, but the runner still goes downfield. Pretty good hit on the far sideline by number 50. It's a 54. It was not number 50, Dylan Maxfield. Maybe number 57, Alex Combs, as he hustled from his defensive line position. But we're going to be seeing the ball being moved back again on an infraction by the Tigers. Holding penalty, that's going to cost them 10.
It is. You can really see the athleticism that this DeKalb County team has. If it wasn't for shooting themselves in the foot with 2 penalties there, they would be in the end zone by now.
They've been their own worst enemy. And, you know, as we watched the first segment of action here, I was quite impressed with the first group of guys we saw from DeKalb County. So
yeah,
they have an outstanding team here. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they have made the playoffs 6 years in a row. They are, you know, these guys have been part of a good tradition down there, and there's no reason for them and their head coach, Steve Trapp, to think that they won't have another good season. Now the ball being spotted on the 31-yard line, so it's going to be 3rd and about 18 for the Tigers, but they have a lot of threats on offense. 3 receivers to the right, 1 on the left. Ball being snapped. Quarterback drops back with 5 minutes on the clock. Nice pass down to the end zone, and Thomas, that ball has been caught. Number 7, Seth Ogletree, looks like he may have given up on the coverage, but either way, the DeKalb County Tigers do score here. Going to make it a 7-6 ball game.
Just got behind us there, showed some speed on the outside. Beautiful ball. I mean, that was a laser dropped right in over the top. That quarterback's got some talent back there.
He does. That's been one thing that DeKalb County has had in abundance over the last several seasons. They always have a quarterback. I can't recall some of the names they've had over the years, but each year, you know, season in and season out, Coach Trapp and his staff do a good job coaching. They always have a quarterback who can really throw that football. Lots of precision, lots of complicated deep routes that you'll see out of the DeKalb County Tigers. And it's hard to cover when you have 4 receivers running 25 yards downfield.
Yeah, I think we showed a little bit of our inexperience again back there. That was Ogletree back there. he hadn't seen many receivers with that kind of speed and a quarterback that can put it on the money.
That's true. Ogletree, a senior, outstanding athlete for the Bulldogs. Most of you probably are familiar with him from the hardwood. Was a huge part of the Bulldogs' success in basketball over the last couple of seasons. And now we see an extra point that is good by the DeKalb County Tigers. That's going to bring this score up to a 7-7 ball game. And now we're going to go to a break. As they take a break, you're listening to Bulldog Football live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop, T-insert number C-0026.
And we return to live stream here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School as the Bulldogs take on the DeKalb County Tigers. DeKalb County just scored after a beautiful around a 40-yard touchdown pass play from quarterback to receiver. And now we're with 3:17 in this first quarter of varsity action. It'll be the third quarter of overall action. We see number 24, Jared Markham, back deep to receive for the Bulldogs. He is accompanied by number 18, Wesley Walker. And I'm having trouble identifying that other Bulldog back there. Potentially number 9, Hayden Cherry. Is now there's a problem. The officials are talking to one another. A little bit of a delay in action. It's number 23 back there, Dakota McGee, also with Markham and Walker deep to receive. And now the officials have resolved whatever conflict they had, and we're going to be seeing a kickoff here from number 14 for DeKalb County. That's Andrew Fusen. And he approaches. He's a soccer-style kicker. The ball is a booming kickoff. It's being driven deep. Markham going to be receiving it at the 3-yard line. He has a good line of blocking, and as they have been wont to do tonight, it's not live kickoff action. So the Bulldogs, after the officials set the ball on the 30-yard line, will take over. This is going to be the first series of varsity offense that we've seen. The starters for the Bulldogs tonight on offense are going to be, first of all, at center, number 72, Joseph Short. At right guard, number 60, Eli Watson. At left guard, number 57, Alex Combs. At right tackle, senior, number 50, Dylan Maxfield. And at left tackle, number 66, a junior, Zach Strong. The starting quarterback for tonight's game is going to be the young sophomore, number 1, Jake Ashlock. He was named the starter earlier this week. We're going to be seeing primarily number 7, Seth Ogletree, right wing.
Did you know that?
And number, looks like 24, Jared Markham at left wing. We have White Burke split out to the left. Ashlock now under center, takes the snap. He gives it to number 7, Seth Ogletree. Not a lot of running room, but he is running hard. Gets down to the 34-yard line. The DeKalb County Tigers think they have forced a fumble, and the official signal that they have. So after a hard-nosed run by number 7, Seth Ogletree, and picking up about 4 yards without a lot of blocking, it appeared on that play, the DeKalb County Tigers must have wrestled the football away from Seth, and they will take back over at the Bulldog 34-yard line. So after the first varsity play from scrimmage for the Bulldogs, we're going to see the Tigers take back over.
Again, maybe a little inexperience there. You got to cover that ball up when you get in traffic. He was fighting for yards. You got to give him that. He had a little of that Ogletree lean going, but you got to secure the ball.
He did, and here the Tigers come. They play quickly. There's 3 wide receivers to the left as they snap the ball with 2 minutes and 56 seconds left in this first varsity quarter. Quarterback in shotgun. He's rolling to his left, has receivers downfield. He's going to right back and throw it, and look, the ball is being intended for a man around the goal line. There's going to be pass interference called, though, I believe, is number 44, Matt Jacoby, and number 20, Clark Donaldson, ran on the coverage for the Bulldogs.
As pretty as that last touchdown pass was from the DeKalb County quarterback, He just threw that one up for grabs. I've seen better punts, Daniel.
I certainly have, too. We kind of use the term wounded duck sometimes, and that was flying like a wounded duck. I'm sure that we'll be seeing a lot more precise passing from the DeKalb County quarterback. I think the velocity of the pass being lower is partly what aided and abetted the defensive pass interference call against Donaldson and Jacoby. The receiver was trying to fight his way back to the football, and the officials thought he was being interfered with by Jacoby and Donaldson. So now, after the penalty is marked off, it's going to set the Tigers on the 20-yard line. So already they're on the edge of the red zone. They're going to have a first and 10 play from the 20-yard line. They have a tight group of receivers to the left. That's a bunch set, three receivers and a tight bunch to the left, one split to the right. Quarterback's in shotgun. He prepares to take the snap from his center. Ball is snapped. It's a quick screen to the left. Number six for the Tigers. That's Bradley Miller, a senior. He uses his speed to get around left side, takes the ball down to the 9-yard line, trying to identify the Bulldog defender. Looked like number 30, Will Ogletree, that may have been in on the tackle along with his fellow linebacker, number 50, Dylan Maxfield.
Just a simple little quick hitch there, Daniel, and the receiver did the rest. Good blocking at the point of attack there. Donaldson had a shot at him at the line of scrimmage, and just a good block by that guy coming down the line.
It was, and now DeKalb County will be taking over on first and goal. Looks like the ball is being spotted at the 9-yard line. So DeKalb County with twin receivers to either side in a double set here. One back set. They're in the shotgun formation. Ball being snapped from the 9-yard line. Still 2 minutes and 36 seconds on the clock. Not much time has ran off. And now another pass complete. A quick little slant pass to the number six again for the DeKalb County Tigers. Bradley Miller, as he catches and takes it into the end zone on a 9-yard touchdown pass from the DeKalb County quarterback. We'll get his number in a minute. He's doing a great job. And number six, Bradley Miller, does score. So that's going to take the score of this game at the 2 minute and 29 second mark of this first varsity quarter to Clay County 7, DeKalb County Tigers 13. DeKalb County going to try to kick a point after here. Their first one was unsuccessful. These special teams plays aren't live. As we said last week, this is about developing muscle memory, about just making sure you have the right personnel on the field. So that kick is good. I believe now the score probably is going to be 7-14. They don't change it on the board, though. We'll trust them. DeKalb County Tigers, 13. Clay County Bulldogs, 7. You're listening to Bulldog Football live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that, powerful communication solutions powered by fiber networks, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Fishing and boating at Delhaul Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhaul Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhaulalake.org.
And we've returned to you streaming live here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School as your very own Clay County Bulldogs does battle with the DeKalb County Tigers. DeKalb County with another quick scoring drive on the last possession. Score now 13 for DeKalb, 7 for Clay County. Is now the ball's being kicked. Marking back deep to receive. He catches it on the 5. And we're just going through the motions here on these special teams. The 7 that's on the board for Clay County did come during the 2 quarters of junior varsity action earlier in the event. I believe it was number 4, Seth Mackey, taking in a quarterback sneak from around the 4-yard line for the 7 points that we do have. So far in this varsity session, we have had one play and one turnover.
One possession, one turnover. Let's see what they can do here as they come to the line.
Ball being spotted on the 30-yard line is number 1. Jake Ashton comes under center. He has 2 wings. Number 2, Burke split to the left. He's looking to target on him. It's a good pass. Beautiful pass, beautiful catch by White Burks. I think they're going to be calling defensive pass interference also on the play to get a few more yards. That's going to move the ball down to the 47-yard line. So a 17-yard passing catch from sophomore to sophomore. That was Ashok to Burks. And I really liked what we saw there from those two young guys. Certainly hope we see a lot more of that over the years to come. And now the officials trying to decide what they need to do on the infraction. It was defensive pass interference. And now Ashlock already has a play ready, so the Bulldogs are going to play quick. It was declined by the Bulldogs. They just had their gain. It was a 15-yard gain. We'd said it moved it to the 47, but the ball is actually spotted on the 45. As Ashlock's under center, number 7, Ogletree in motion to the left. He gets the ball. He's hanging on the ball tight this time. Number 7, Ogletree picks up about 3 on the play as he goes from the 45 to the 48-yard line. Ogletree was intent on not fumbling the ball that time. He was the Bulldog who coughed it up on the last possession, kept two hands on it that time.
Sometimes that's what it takes, Daniel, just making a mistake and learning from it. And I think he'll do that as the season progresses and really make a difference for this Bulldog team.
Ashlock under center as we have a minute and 45 seconds left. He's dropping back to pass, rolling to the left. A lot of pressure there. Ashlock is going to be sacked. That's going to be number 25 for the Cab County Tigers, David Bradford, a sophomore, 5'10", 200 pounds. I wish I could go individually through this roster of the Cab County Tigers for you here over there. Certainly don't have the time to do that, but they have some massive young men, at least 3 players who are in excess of 300 pounds, at least 3 players who are in excess of 6'5". A massive team. I will say number 77, Brady Hughes, playing nose guard for the Tigers, or actually right tackle. He stands at 6'6", 310 pounds. So the Bulldog offensive line have the work cut out.
Got the
now,
edge here.
Third long, Markham takes a tall sweep. It appeared that he had the edge, but DeKalb County very quickly, lateral movement, cut him off. Didn't gain much on the play.
We're used to Markham using that speed and getting outside, but DeKalb matched it there.
They did. DeKalb County, as we mentioned, is a 4A school, made 6 consecutive trips to the 4A playoffs. They have a good program down there. Head coach Steve Trapp is now we see a 4th and 14 situation for the Bulldogs. The ball is being spotted at the Bulldogs' own 41-yard line. So on 4th and 14, I don't see a punter on the field. I think the Bulldogs are going for it. Ashlock under center on 4th and 14 from his own 41. 49 seconds left. He takes the snap, and he's going to be sacked again. Just a lot of pressure from the Cab County Tigers. It appeared to be number 76 on the tackle that time, Cedric Cruz. Just a lot of pressure for the DeKalb County Tigers. Head basketball coach Rob Edwards is sitting here beside me. He's doing a little note-taking for the Horizon Sports Network as he passes me a post-it note here that says the combined weight of the defensive line, the 4 defensive starting linemen for the DeKalb County Tigers, is 1,020 pounds. So over half a ton of human bodies there are those 4 defensive linemen.
That's a load, Daniel, and it's showing here so far in this contest.
And now the Bulldogs, after that fourth and long play, quite honestly, I'm not sure why they didn't punt in that situation. It is a jamboree, but they give DeKalb County the short field as now the Tigers take over at the Bulldog 34-yard line. They've had quick scoring drives the last 2 times they had the ball. Certainly, they're probably hoping to strike quickly again as number 16, Kyler Cantrell, a senior, is the quarterback. He takes the snap, the shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers to either side, gives to his fullback. That's number 33 for the Tigers, Jesse Smith, another senior. And he's going to pick up around 4 to 5 yards on the play, going to move it down to the 30-yard line.
Not bad there, Daniel, compared to what DeKalb has been doing to us. Cherry kind of came from that end position or linebacker position and got down around his legs and brought him down for a shorter gain.
Cherry, a junior for the Bulldogs, playing defensive end. We'll try to bring all of the defensive starters to you in a moment. DeKalb County playing so quickly, not giving us much of a chance to do that. Is now we have 2 wide receivers to the right. They're using a tight end this time to the right and 1 receiver to the left. Ball being snapped, once again given to the running back. He has room. He's going to be crossing the 20-yard line. Oh. He's down to the 10. He barrels inside the 10, gets down to around the 6-yard line. Good hard runner by Jesse Smith there by DeKalb County Tigers. As we hear the buzzer sound at the end of this first quarter of varsity action, we'll will be bringing back to you after the break one more quarter of varsity action here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And we return to Bulldog football, streaming live here on the Horizon Sports Network from Upperman High School. DeKalb County Tigers have the ball at first and goal from their own 7-yard line, actually the Bulldogs' 7-yard line. We have 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Ball given to number 25, the running back. He's going to be brought down on a nice tackle by number 50, Dylan Maxfield, and number 30, Will Ogletree, both playing inside linebacker tonight for the Bulldogs. That was number 25, David Bradford, a sophomore on the carry for the DeKalb County Tigers. Ball is being spotted in the 5-yard line, so he does pick up about 2 yards on the play.
We need to see that more often, Daniel. We haven't called Maxfield's name yet tonight or Ogletree's. And there's been a reason for that.
That's true. The DeKalb County offensive line, they're very experienced, doing a good job. But that time, our linebackers got free and made a nice tackle. So DeKalb County comes to the line, ball being spotted at the 5-yard line, 11:20 left in the second quarter of varsity action. 3 wide receivers to the left, a long back, and 1 wide receiver to the right. Ball being snapped from the 5-yard line, shotgun formation, fake to the running back, quarterback going to keep it, and a nice defensive play. It looks like that's going to be number 30 again, Will Ogletree, coming back and getting what will count as a quarterback sack. Loss of yardage on the play for Ogletree.
2 plays in a row, we've kind of stopped them up a little bit, Daniel. It's got to give them a little momentum here.
3rd and goal now for the Tigers. They slow down a little bit after the nice play by sophomore Will Ogletree. He's in there starting with senior number 50, Dylan Maxfield, an inside linebacker. Quickly, I'll try to bring you a few names. Number 66, a junior defensive end, Zach Strong on the field. Also at defensive tackle, number 54, sophomore Wesley Huff. At the other tackle, number 60, senior Eli Watson. Is here the Tigers come to the line again for what's a 3rd and goal play from around their own 8-yard line. Looks like whistles on the field. Could be, yes, it is an infraction, I believe, probably by the DeKalb County offense. Maybe a receiver stepped across the line of scrimmage before he was supposed to. Yes, it is an illegal formation or an offsides. One of the 2 against DeKalb County Tigers is now the ball is going to be backed up 5 yards. So DeKalb County, several penalties so far in this short jamboree game.
They have. They've made some mental mistakes. But the last 2 plays, Clay County stepped up, Daniel, and slowed down this potent attack of DeKalb County.
They have. And now with a 3rd and 14 to go, 3rd and goal from the 14-yard line, the Tigers will be snapping, probably looking to go to there here, I would suspect. Bunch set of receivers to the left, ball being snapped, shotgun formation, quarterback is going through there. Nice looking pass, number 20, Clark Donaldson, almost knocked that ball down in the end zone, but the ball is caught by number 6 for the Tigers, Bradley Miller. He caught that ball off the arm of number 16, Tyler Cantrell. So 2 seniors for the Tigers hook up on that play. Pretty good defense by Donaldson, left to swat the ball down, but is just a little too short to make the play.
He was there, like you say, Daniel. Just a perfect throw. I mean, pinpoint to the back of the end zone, and the receiver clamped it down just as Donaldson was sticking his hand in there. You can't defend that any better.
That's true. That's true. It was a thing of beauty by the Tigers. Is now the score is going to be 19-7 with 10 minutes left here in this second quarter of varsity action. Earlier we saw two quarters of junior varsity action, 15-minute quarters with running clock. Now we've got regulation clock, just as we will every other Friday night that we stream to you here on the Horizon Sports Network. DeKalb County kicks the extra point, the official signal that it's good, so that should take the score to 20 for the DeKalb County Tigers, 7 for the Bulldogs. You're listening to Bulldog Football streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
And we return to you here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School, where we're seeing the Clay County Bulldogs in jamboree action against the DeKalb County Tigers. DeKalb County just scoring off of another beautiful pass off the arm of Tyler Cantrell. Lost his name on the roster for a minute. Number 16, senior Tyler Cantrell, has done an excellent job throwing the ball for the Tigers as the Tigers will be kicking off. Number 24, Markham, back deep to receive. These kickoffs are not live. They're just going through the motions. Returning the ball a few yards, and then they're setting it, Thomas, on the 30-yard line. So the Bulldogs will take over on the 30-yard line. Definitely after a good scrimmage against White County last week, there was a good feeling of confidence after that scrimmage. Certainly don't want to go into week one against the Blue Devils feeling down on our luck. So here we'll see sophomore quarterback Jake Ashlock coming under center to bring his team to the line of scrimmage. We have number 21, B.J. Emerton, split to the right. The wings will be 7, Ogletree, and 24, Markham. Will Ogletree lined up at fullback. Ashlock looks for a quick pass to Emerton in the right flat. It is complete. Nice little pitch and catch. Gets the ball up to the 42-yard line. Going to be a first down. So 12-yard pickup from Ashlock to Emerton. Two newcomers to the Bulldog football program. First year they played high school football. Very fortunate to have them. As Coach Bates did a good job, we mentioned several times, getting some new players out for the Dogs.
Ashlock got it out there quick that time. I think that's what we're going to have to do against this big front line.
Certainly, he hadn't had time prior to that, as now we're seeing the ball handed off to fullback number 30, Will Ogletree, on a first and 10 play from the 41-yard line. Ogletree's going to lose yards as they'll back the ball up and set it on the 39-yard line. So a loss of two for Ogletree on the play to set up a second 11, second 12 situation. We have 9 minutes and 20 seconds left in what is a 20-7 game with the DeKalb County Tigers in charge. We spoke earlier about the size of their defensive linemen. They ran some fresh guys on the field. They have a lot of depth there. As Ashlock brings his team to the line, Ogletree in motion deep in the backfield, ball given to him around left side. That's behind number 66. Zach Strong playing left tackle. It is a positive play. Ogletree is going to pick up around 3 yards on the play. It's going to move the ball up to the Bulldog 42-yard line.
Bring up a big third down here, Daniel. We need to pick up a first down here just for confidence, if anything else.
Confidence and morale and momentum certainly is a big thing. Is here we see the team approaching the line. They break out of their base set as we now have twin receivers to the right. That's Emerton and Ogletree. Markham in motion behind. Ashlock throwing the ball out to Ogletree on a quick screen. He has yardage picked up. Not enough for the first as he steps out of bounds at the 48-yard line. A good pickup for the Dogs there. but not enough for the first, is now it will set up a fourth and short, a much more manageable fourth down play this time around. 4 and 3 to go, it looks like. The ball's going to be spotted at the 48, so much better than the 4th and 14 that we went for in the last possession.
I agree. In this format, though, you can't blame Coach Bates for, you know, getting all the plays he can out of this scrimmage format here. And I think we'll see the Dogs go for it here again.
And here they come on this big fourth down play. Could try to draw the defense offside for the first. Could run a play. We'll see what happens. Ashnock under center. Markham in motion. Ball is given to Mark in his first carry on the night. And he's going to be gobbled up by that big DeKalb County defensive line. I see number 76. That's Cedric Cruz, 6'1", 323-pound junior in on that tackle. So we will see a turnover of downs. A better offensive drive by the Bulldogs. Had a nice pitching catch between Ashlock and Emerton. But DeKalb County will take back over at the Bulldog 48-yard line.
Not a complete disaster that time, Daniel. I mean, we did pick up a few yards, got things moving just a little bit. Not exactly what we wanted. We wanted that first down to keep this drive alive. But,
very true.
Against a team like this, it's a positive thing.
As we've said several times, DeKalb County 4A school, head coach Steve Chapp's been there many years. They're a perennial powerhouse in the region, sometimes winning it, and they are probably the best foe as we see. Their first place from scrimmage, a massive tackle by number 54 for the Bulldogs. That's the sophomore defensive tackle, Wesley Huff. So the last couple of plays that the Tigers have run, taking away the touchdown pass, we've done a good job with their stopping the run game.
We have, Daniel, and I think that defensive play is what's given us what little momentum we've got going on the offensive side of the ball. Besides the touchdown, like you say, that's 3 stops in a row, maybe tackles for loss.
Absolutely, yes. As the Tigers now have the ball back across on their side of the field at the 49-yard line in a 2nd and 12 situation. We have 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left, quarterback calling for the snap out of the shotgun. Quick pass out to the right, a little bubble screen. Ball's caught by number 5 for the Tigers. That's going to be Braxton Linder. He's going to be tackled on the play by number 7, Seth Ogletree. Not enough for the first down. Ball's being spotted at the 41-yard line. Going to set up a 3rd and short. Now we have 1 minute and 15 seconds left in what I believe is the final quarter of varsity action here for us. So with 1 minute and 10 seconds now as the clock runs to play, we'll see the DeKalb County Tigers in a 3rd and short situation, 3rd and about 3 to go from the 41-yard line of the Bulldogs. We have 3 wide receivers out to the left, 1 to the right. The Tigers never go under center. They stay in this shotgun set, spread the defense out. We're trying to run a 50 defense. That's having to widen our guys out of the box a little bit. Is now on this 3rd down play. They're going to take it, give to the fullback. He's got lots of room to run. He's down to the 30, now the 25. He's to the 20, and all the way down to what appears to be the 18-yard line. So a great run for the Tigers. There is a flag on the field, though, around the 40-yard line. When we see a flag around the line of scrimmage, we usually think it's against the offense for holding. So probably going to be coming back.
The position of the laundry on the field would point that towards that, Daniel. Again, another nice run. We got to make some tackles back there in that defensive backfield, though. I saw 3 guys diving at the legs. Going to have to get a little more physical. I know this big team's wore us down. They're a bigger school. But, you know, we've got to show a little more grit and put a body on somebody.
We do. It is a massive, even offensive line. We've talked a lot about the defensive line for the Tigers. I see a very large young man, number 77, Brady Hughes, a senior on the field. He's listed at 6'6", 310 pounds. I believe that young man probably could play collegiate offensive lineman. Certainly his size is large enough to. After the penalty, the holding penalty, it's going to back the Tigers up to their side of the field. So a little bit of a good situation for the Bulldogs. Ball is going to be spotted on the 49-yard line, setting up a 3rd and 12 play. The clock here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium has showed a different time. We told you there was 1 minute left earlier. Now it shows 6 minutes and 17 seconds as the clock runs. So fortunately, we will be able to stream more action to you here tonight as the Tigers come under center, actually in the shotgun. We have wide receivers split to the left and right, one running back. Quarterback's back deep to pass, and he's dropped. Number 16, John Copeland, a freshman nose guard for the Bulldogs. Thomas, a huge sack on the play, 9-yard loss for the Tigers. John Copeland, once again, a freshman for the Bulldogs.
There's a little of that grit I was talking about just a second ago, and it's coming from one of the young players on this team.
A 5'10", 165-pound young man, no less. Greatly outmatched by the center in front of him. Wonderful job.
Same thing last Friday night. I think we called his name a couple of times, and we talked about how big White County Center was. Copeland's really bringing it.
He's a football player. You think about certain characteristics and attributes that the kids have, and certainly there's more finesse players, more athletic players maybe, but I don't know of any that go harder or have more grit than Copeland. Is now the Tigers are going to be punting. After that big sack at the hands of John Copeland, the ball's been spotted at their own 40-yard line, 4th and 20. This punt is dead. It's not a live punt. Number 7, Seth Overtree, catches the ball around the 26-yard line for the Bulldogs. So a good return by Ogletree in terms of fielding it clean. We're going to take a break here with 4 minutes and 58 seconds left. Tigers 20, Bulldogs 7.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
And we're back here mid-play at Good to See Rogers Stadium as Jake Ashlock, Coach Bates, called a long pass play to number 21, B.J. Emerson, down the right sideline. The Bulldogs are moving from left to right from our vantage point, and it was incomplete. There's a flag on the field. We cut back to action during that commercial break as we thought we were about to see a huge touchdown play by the Dogs.
I missed it, Daniel. Describe it to me. I had my head down there.
Went back, five-step drop, looked like just a go route down the right sideline. Emerson with good speed. He got behind his defender. Ashlock threw a good ball. Something happened back around the line of scrimmage, though.
Still no signal.
And now it is against the Bulldogs. Maybe an illegal man downfield for the Dogs. Either way, it's going to back them up 5 yards. The ball going to be spotted now at the Dogs' own 22-yard line, so 1st and 15 for the Dogs after they fielded that punt earlier. Ogletree did. We're in possession. Now we're 1st and 15. Ashlock going to there again. He targets Ogletree in the right flat. Ball's caught. Ogletree takes a big lick. That's from number 33, the fullback for the Cab County Tigers, a senior, Jesse Smith, hard-nosed football player. Punished Ogletree on the play.
He did, but he held on that time. Like I say, after coughing it up one time early, he's covering the ball up. Good catch in traffic and held on to it as he went to the ground.
So with 4.5 minutes left in this quarter, ball being spotted at the 26-yard line. Mark him in motion. Ashlock rolling to the left. He has receiver. It's number 30, Will Ogletree, the fullback. But he is quickly tackled by number 5 for the DeKalb County Tigers, Braxton Lander, a senior. So a complete pass and catch between Ashlock and Ogletree. We did pick up around probably 1 yard on the play. We're back up. It's 3rd and 10 now. We've regained the yardage during the last two plays that we had lost on our initial first down. Ball being spotted at the 27-yard line with 3 minutes and 45 seconds left. The Tigers do lead with a score of 20 to Clay County 7. Sophomore Jake Ashlock, named earlier back in the week. We'll be talking a lot about him and the rest of the starters in our pregame show against the Jackson County Blue Devils next week. As Ashlock comes under center for this 3rd and 10 play, Ogletree in motion to the left. Ashlock rolling to the right, looks back over to his left, throws a nice pass to Emerton. It is incomplete. Potentially could have been caught pass interference on that play, but no flag comes out of the official's pocket. So two of the last four plays, they've tried to target Emerton deep, and I know Coach Bates would love to get a score on the scoreboard.
Just a little underthrown there, Daniel, and I think that's kind of what the ref decided. Both were checking up, trying to get back to the ball, and didn't throw the flag in that respect. And pretty good coverage, too. Emerton didn't have any separation on that, and Ashlock underthrew it just a touch.
That's true. Difficult sometimes to throw the ball to reverse your shoulders when you're rolling to the right, throw it back to the left. So pretty good job, Ashlock, just getting the ball downfield there as the Bulldogs are going to punt now on what's a 4th-and-10 situation with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. It's number 66, Zach Strong, back to punt. The punt is a pretty good punt by Zach Strong. It's going to roll down to the 42-yard line. So it does cross the midfield stripe. Not sure how many it netted. A little bit over 20 yards probably for Strong, as the special teams action has not been live speed here. We're going to take a, well, out of Thomas, I started to say we're going to take a quick break, but the DeKalb County offense is already out onto the field. Looks like they may be looking to play quick and capitalize on the last 3 minutes and 12 seconds of this quarter.
Well, they've played quick all night, Daniel. They've been hard to handle, there's no doubt here. Those last two offensive possessions, you know, it wasn't just a total wash like we talked earlier. We got the ball out quick. Coach Bates has kind of realized the penetration DeKalb County can get and running some quick plays. Just couldn't get many yards out of them.
Certainly there was some growth and some positive things that have taken place here recently for the Dogs. Is now the Tigers take over 1st and 10 from their own 46-yard line, and the ball's given to the fullback. He's going to be brought down, though. He ends up picking up about 5 yards. He's going to be tackled. We'll try to get this tackler for you. Number 9, Hayden Cherry, in on the tackle. Also maybe number 60, Eli Watson, a senior defensive tackle, in on the play.
And talking about stepping up, defensively, besides a few big plays, we have stepped up. Watson there in the middle, you know, holding them to about a 2-yard pickup. That's a win here in this game.
It is. The Tigers last year were 7-4. You know, have beat a lot of good teams, lost to only quality programs last season. And they've got a lot of seniors. I'm sure these guys were starters last year as well. Is now there's going to be a 2nd and 8 play snap from the 45-yard line for the Tigers. They have 2 wide receivers along with a tight end to the right. Actually, that tight end is to the left. 2 wide receivers to the right, tight end, and a receiver to the left. Ball being given, they're content to keep it on the ground. As once again, though, the run defense shines. Will Ogletree in on probably what his 4th tackle of the night. Ogletree, a second-generation player here for the Bulldogs. We have many of those. His father, Craig Ogletree, also a very fierce fullback and linebacker back in his time for the Bulldogs.
Kind of like last Friday night. Seems like as this contest wears on, unfortunately, it's about to come to an end here as we're under the 2-minute mark. Ogletree, seniors like Watson and Maxfield, they're kind of coming into their own as they get a few minutes under.
They are. I must mention real quick another second-generation star. You mentioned Eli Watson. His father, Jeff Wildman Watson, was an All-State defensive lineman for the Bulldogs back in the 80s. And very nice to see some of these guys coming through again and getting to call these names. Is now on a 3rd and 8 situation with wide receivers every which way. They're going to throw again. The Tigers are. And that pass is going to be incomplete. Nice coverage by Clark Donaldson. His coverage has improved as this game's worn on. So we're going to see 4th and long for the Tigers.
I guess they've responded to me calling them out again earlier. Great coverage ever since they've given up some easy ones. Donaldson's been kind of the ringleader in that defensive backfield tonight.
He has been. They've targeted him, and he's responded. He's responded. He gave up the touchdown earlier, but it was good coverage. You mentioned, Thomas, that it was just a perfectly paced pass. And
big
there
stop.
A whole lot he could have done.
Big stop there, too, for the Dogs.
That was a big stop. Going to give him a chance to try to get on the scoreboard with a minute and 22 left in this contest. Once again, this 4th and 7 punt will be coming from the Tigers' own 45-yard line. They'll cover the ball, but there won't be live contact. Number 21, B.J. Emerton, does a nice job of fire catching the ball. Him and Ogletree have done a good job of receiving these high booming punts from the Tigers. And now the Bulldogs are going to take over at the 25-yard line. Thomas, they have a minute and 15 seconds left. I know they would like to get on the board with the varsity players here. We saw a score during the first 2 quarters, which was junior varsity action by senior quarterback Seth Mackey as he navigated his way with the second-string offense. Hopefully Ashlock and company can do the same here.
Well, they're kind of taking strides the last 2 possessions. I wouldn't be surprised if they put together something, maybe picked up a 1st down here in the last minute of this game.
And here we go, first and 10 from the 25. Ashlock gives the ball to senior number 44, Matt Jacobius. He goes around left side. He's going to be tackled again. That DeKalb County defense, not only are they large, but their linebackers and defensive, the edge players on the defense, are very quick. So as the clock runs, now we tick under 1 minute left here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School as the Bulldogs are taking on the Tigers. The score is 20 for DeKalb County Tigers, 7 for the Clay County Bulldogs. Ashlock now getting the play from head coach Matt Bates on the sideline. Not in a big hurry. Looks like they're content to just maybe get one, if not two, more plays in the game. Wouldn't be surprised to see him go downfield targeting Emerton or maybe Ogletree again.
I like to see Emerton's speed here. He's matched up one-on-one on the near side. Let's see if they throw it up to him.
It is a pass. Ashlock rolling to the right. Lots of pressure, though. His athleticism allows him to turn the corner, and he has some room. He's not stepped out of bounds. Ashlock, a big kid. The roster's got him listed at 6'3", 190 pounds. So that was the biggest play from scrimmage offensively for the Bulldogs, if I'm not mistaken, in this varsity part of the contest. He gets the ball down to the 41-yard line. I guess he stepped 16. Out of bounds a little sooner than I thought, but it did give the Bulldogs a first down.
It did. We kind of alluded to that earlier. It took one good play to pick up that first down. As we said before, that's what Ashlock brings to the quarterback position. He's got some elusiveness and some speed for his size.
First and 10 from the Bulldogs 41 as Ashlock looks to pass. He targets number 2, Wyatt Burks, another sophomore. Ball's caught. Very talented group of sophomores with Ogletree, with Burks, with Ashlock, among others. And they've had good nights here. There's 14 seconds left in this game. This Jamboree game, the last action we'll see preseason before we kick it off live on the Horizon Sports Network next week.
Just what the Dogs needed. Just what the Dogs needed to do here. Two positive plays. Coach Bates has got them moving, got quick plays running here.
Ball being snapped from the 48-yard line. Ashlock looking to pass again. He's looking to target number 2 on a stop and go. That's Wyatt Burks on a curling go. But once again, Ashlock feeling the wrath of that defensive line. I think that's number 62, Isaac Cox, for the DeKalb County Tigers. As the buzzer sounds here at the end of this jamboree, these two quarters of action, I think that's all we'll see out of the teams tonight. The score was 20 from the DeKalb County Tigers, 7 for the Clay County Bulldogs. We'll take a quick break, come back and recap the action that we've seen tonight. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the get it place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, auto, home, business, life and health, from locals you can trust.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Bulldog Athletics.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop, T-insert number C-0026.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
And we return to you streaming live here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've just concluded 2 varsity quarters of Jamboree action here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School as the Clay County Bulldogs ended up in defeat tonight with a score of 7-20 against the DeKalb County Tigers. Going to kick it over to our analyst, Thomas Weaver, and let him recap a little bit of the night's events.
Well, as you know, Daniel, it started with what we finally figured out was junior varsity play early on.
True. We were confused.
But I think maybe everybody was. We were seeing some new faces out there, including senior Matt Jacoby in the backfield. Had a pretty good outing in that first session.
He did, and it was JV, but that DeKalb County JV, I'd be willing to say, could play against a lot of the varsity teams we may be seeing this year.
I agree. Jacoby ended up with right around 40 yards on 5 carries. He didn't get in the end zone. Mackey actually punched it in on a 5-yard quarterback sneak to give us our only score of the night.
Mackey, a senior, playing with that JV crew, an outstanding player. He's been here for a long time. Going to be a backup this year, though. Thomas is number one. Jake Ashlock, a sophomore, was named the starting quarterback by head coach Matthew Bates earlier this week, and we saw number one sophomore quarterback Jake Ashlock in action tonight.
We did. As I'll recap here, we didn't get much going offensively with the starters, but this was a fine team on the field here tonight, this DeKalb County team. I would wager to say we're going to see them possibly in the double-digit win column this year and back in the playoffs. But anyway, Ashlock, he did a fine job handling the ball. He just had too much pressure. We couldn't give him much time. Coach Bates did get into some quick plays, got him out on the edge a little bit, and he completed some balls, about 3 for 5 on the night, had some long misses, but did a pretty good job. No yardage to speak of because we got him out quick. I think the biggest play came late there in the game when he did hit Emerton for about a 12-yard gain. But other than that,
he had a nice scramble a couple plays after that. As you mentioned, he brings a lot of athleticism and a good touch of speed to the quarterback position for the Bulldogs. I'd certainly like to see him using those legs a little more often. Very good runner.
He is, especially for his size, Daniel. He does have some really good speed. I know it's tough for Mackey being a senior here, but you can kind of see the difference in athleticism and maybe why Coach Bates made that decision.
Certainly. Both outstanding players, both of them outstanding young men. Very fortunate to have them. What Coach Bates does have by using his sophomore quarterback to start, he has a veteran backup. So if something were to happen to the young quarterback, he's got a seasoned veteran to come in. We'll be talking a whole lot about that in our pregame show next week.
We will. And you talk about Mackey and his veteran and what he brings to this team. We saw one play tonight out of the defensive backfield, came across, made a great interception, stretched out, and as I said earlier, got a little air, which may be maybe something you don't see out of him, but made a great play. And he can contribute in other ways to this team on and off the field.
Seth Mackey, I personally spoke with him earlier this week. He was actually the one that told me that Ashok had been named the starter. Didn't have a problem with it. Very humble young man, more than happy to help out Coach Bates and the Bulldog team the best way possible. Not much ego out of Mackey, just an outstanding young guy. We did have a score tonight of 20-7. We did fall to the DeKalb County Tigers in Jamboree action. But as Thomas mentioned, that's not something to be discouraged about. DeKalb County coming off a 7-4 season last year, playing 4A ball here in the state of Tennessee, very established program. We're going to set our sights on Jackson County, the Blue Devils. We're going to be seeing them next week in a short 7 days' time. At this point in time, I think the Bulldogs are pretty healthy. We maybe have an injury to number 61, James Short. He didn't dress tonight. Has an ankle sprain. Praying that he's healthy because we really need him to help anchor the defense. But we are beyond excited to officially broadcast next week. It'll be our grand opening. We've had two impromptu broadcasts just to make sure we had the technical difficulties sorted out of this process. Got a lot of outstanding sponsors signed on. And very excited about the Horizon Sports Network.
We are, Daniel. Let me get to a little bit, we talked about the offense before we go into what we're going to do next week. Another positive I think comes out of this is being able to stop this team. Now, granted, they could have had some subs in there. We don't really know what their starting players were, but we got two stops right there at the end of the game and a big sack by a young man that's a freshman on this team. Mr. Copeland coming in there and making
John
a big
Copeland.
Play, highlighting that series.
It was outstanding play, and what was most impressive to me was the David and Goliath, literally size difference between Copeland, a small freshman, and those massive DeKalb County offensive linemen. He did a great job.
He did. Besides Copeland, had some of those seniors step up and some of those names we called last week. We saw Maxville kind of come into his own there late. Saw Will Ogletree step up, make a few plays, Eli Watson. So as the game wore on, these guys got their legs under them and played pretty good and got two big stops late in the game here.
They did. And certainly that's something they can ride into the first week of varsity action next week. And there were a lot of positives to come out of. The Bulldogs certainly don't need to be ashamed of anything they've done tonight. They don't need to hang their heads. They need to be proud. They faced an outstanding squad. I didn't see anybody get hurt during the scrimmage. That's always a huge thing, as any coach will tell you. He wants to see each and every one of his players walk off the field healthy. And no injuries tonight for the Bulldogs.
Big plus there, Daniel. And like you said, we're looking forward to next week. It doesn't get any better than Clay County and Jackson County. That's right. Down river rivals, as I like to call them. But and it's a big night. It's Coach Bates' debut. It's the debut of some of these new players. Kind of this new image the Clay County team has. We've got I think a number approaching 40 players that Coach Edwards shifted over to us earlier in some of his notes.
37 players dressed. DeKalb only with 39.
Right.
So even though they have triple our enrollment, we match them in number.
Right,
players.
Right. So that's a good sign. We've got a lot of positive things going, and if we can just take some of the positive against this great DeKalb County team away from this scrimmage and roll it into next week. I'm excited about what we might be able to do down in Gainesboro.
We certainly are. We certainly are. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you have enjoyed our broadcast tonight here on the Horizon Sports Network. At this time, we'll be going off air and we'll be coming back to you. We'll try to put out information on when we may be starting our pregame show next week, certainly hopefully by 6:30. We would like to come on air. Got a lot of history to talk about. Want to maybe have a few guests on each week, and going to try to bring you good quality coverage each week. So we'll be signing off now. This is Daniel Strong with your play-by-play action. And Thomas Weaver is a statistician and analysis. We do leave tonight at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School with a score of DeKalb County 20 and Clay County Bulldogs 7. We'll see you next week.